KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
And preach the gospel to every creature. I want you to know that's a reward coming for that. Amen. Because we could have spent our own time doing whatever, but we said, Lord, we know what your word says, and we're going to go. Amen, somebody. We have to know him. So we know him by walking with him. Enoch walked with God. I can see Enoch worshiping God. I can see Enoch praying to God. I can see Enoch living for God. Because out of all those generations of people in chapter 4 and chapter 5, he's the only one that stood out that said that God took him so he did not see death. We need to know God. And his knowing God, he pleased God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And not only Enoch, but we see in James chapter 2, verse 23, that Abraham knew God. In James chapter 2, verse 23, the scripture says, and the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. How many know you can be God's friend? Yeah, you know, whoever your friend is, you've built a relationship. You've spent time with them. You've gotten to know them. Amen. We have to have the type of relationship to where we know God and God knows us. In Genesis chapter 18, starting at verse 17, I want to show you the type of relationship that Abraham had with God. In chapter 18, verse 17 through 24, it says, when the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Verse 17. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham? Who was Abraham that the Lord would even be concerned about hiding anything from him? I'll tell you who Abraham was. Abraham was God's friend. A mere man, God thought enough because of the relationship that Abraham had with him. I won't make a move until I discuss it with my friend. Do we have the kind of relationship to what God would consider us before he made a move? Well, the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in their way. So we should have the type of relationship to where we acknowledge God first. God, I know you. You know me. I don't want to make a move unless I hear from you. I don't want to go any direction unless I know I have the okay from you. God, what do you think about my life? What do you think about my lifestyle? What do you think about what's going on with me? I want to know what you think. I want to know you. So he says here, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. Verse 22, the men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Why? Because he had relationship with God. Then Abraham approached him and said, will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Abraham, who are you to question God? Who are you to even think you can alter God's plan? I'll tell you who Abraham was. He was a friend of God. And he was a friend of God because he had relationship with God. I want to encourage you this morning, get to know God. Amen. See, when you know God, no matter what nobody says, we were out witnessing on yesterday, and a very kind young man came to the door, very loving man. I enjoyed his presence, but he said, I don't believe in God because there's so much evil in the world. Now, if I only knew God in the intellectual sense, I would have said, you know, you're right. I think God will stop trusting God too. But no, because I know him personally and I understand his word, I thought to myself, well, now, sir, what you have to think about is just like there's evil in the world, there's also good in the world. And if you stop believing in God because of the evil, you should stop believing in God because of the good. But not only that, you have to understand that God loves us so much that he gave all of us free choice. And we were all born with a sin nature. So you mix a sin nature with free choice, and you got evil in the world. So when people don't know God, they will rationalize things in their mind and their own imaginations and come up with philosophies and come up with mythologies in which they will live their lives. But we should live our life based on our knowing God. See, Abraham, he knew God. He knew the character of God. He spent time with God to where he can talk to God and say, God, I know who you are. Would you destroy the world if there were 50? God looked back at him and said, friend, I won't destroy them for 50. He looked back at him. He said, well, now, God, I don't want to question you too much, but would you destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for 45? He said, now, my friend, you know, if I find 45 righteous, I won't destroy them. He keeps talking until he gets all the way down to 10. Now, that takes some gumption to talk to God, the God of the universe, that could destroy him just like this and say, you know what? I'm going to keep on pleading before him. Why? Because I know him. And not only do I know God, he knows me. See, we have to be in the type of relationship where we know no matter what's going on, I know God, you got me. Just like if Daniel was in the lion's den, Daniel said, ain't no problem. I'll go right on down into the lion's den because I know God got me. He'll close the mouths of the lion. Why? Because I know him and I know he knows me. Not only that, when I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they say, listen, even if our God don't deliver us, we still not going to bow down to your God. So they went on into the fiery furnace. And don't you know Jesus was in there with them? Why? Because they knew him. Hallelujah. See, when you know God, you have a different relationship with God. It's something to know your pastor, but I can't save you. It's something to know somebody that can get in contact with God, but they can't save you. You got to know God. And the only way to know God is to spend time with God. The reason why we know the things we know is because that's where we spend our time at. Whatever you know the most about, that's where you're spending the majority of your time. But I want you to know it's a trick of the enemy. Because the more time you spend with God, the more powerful you are. The more time you spend with God, the more loving you become. The more time you spend with God, the more wisdom you have. So anytime we're facing challenges in the earth and we're not spending time with God, we're going to lose. And that's what happened with this young man. He was losing because he didn't know God. And the very fact that he would not know God, the Bible said, a fool has said in their heart that there's no God. And I've heard some interpretations that not knowing God is that they don't have intimacy with him. See, we do foolish things when we don't hear from God. Anybody ever done something foolish? Yeah. In fact, sometimes we don't even want to hear what God got to say. The flesh so in charge, I just want to do whatever my flesh want to do. Whatever that sin nature want to do, that's what I want to do. But I want you to know, as we mature in God, we want to know his will. We want to know his purpose. We want to know God. Not only Abraham, but I'm reminded of Moses. Moses knew God. And he didn't just know him intellectually. He knew him intimately. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9 through 12, I'm going to ask you to turn there with me. Amen, to know God. Deuteronomy chapter 34, starting at verse number 9. And I like this, he says, now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the Spirit. That's a good thing. The Spirit of wisdom. I mean, we ought to ask for wisdom every day. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all gifts to all liberally upbraideth not, meaning he won't withhold it. Because Moses had laid hands on him. That's a whole nother teaching there. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. They listened to Joshua because Joshua had hands laid on him. He submitted to God. He submitted to the leadership that God had placed over him. He imparted into him what God had placed in Moses. It transferred into Joshua. But verse 10 says, since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses. Listen to this. Whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. You know why that was? Because he knew him face to face. Moses, people of God, look at me please, had a hunger for God. We'd have to ask God to change our hunger. Some people have a hunger for so many different things. And see, it's hard to change people's appetite. I like coffee, but I haven't drunk coffee in about 4 days. My wife would say, you made some this morning. I did, but I didn't drink it. And not that I can't, amen. I got a little bit, I can drink coffee if I want, but sometimes I like to be able to change my appetite. You want to change your appetite, do something different. And I want you to know, when you're walking close to God, you can tell when people that used to walk with God in a certain place then change their appetite. And it's not for condemnation. I'm just telling you, go back and get it. See, when people talk about going on a diet, the reason why a diet is difficult is because you're used to eating a certain thing. And your body don't want no fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables, what am I going to do with that? Give me some meat. Give me some sweets. It's the same thing with God. You have to change your appetite. See, ask God, God, give me a hunger for you. Let me have a true relationship with you. Sometimes if we're not careful, what will happen is we'll get to a place, then God give us what we want, then we calm down. And we don't realize that calming down is backsliding. You'll begin to leave the true God, and you'll begin to worship something else. And many people have done that and don't even realize it. The Bible says Moses knew him face to face. I'm not saying it's easy, but baby, it's doable. All you have to do is make up in your mind, you know what, God, I want to know you over anything else. The reason why people don't get baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues is because many times they don't seek him at that level. His grace is there. We repent, he'll save us, true enough. But the fullness is different from the salvation. The salvation is just repentance, believing Christ died on the cross for your sins, you could be saved. But when you start talking about being full of the Holy Ghost, functioning in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it's because you went to a level to where you put him first. You wanted him more than anything else. And saints of God, when that's not seasonal, but it's a lifestyle, you watch what God begins to do in your life. Even when situations don't change that you're looking at, you want to change, you change. So they don't have the same impact they would have over you if you were not submitted to God, if you were not connected with God. But a lot of times people know Christ in a certain level and are defeated because they don't know him intimately. So the devil's job is to keep you from getting close. I don't mind you going to church. Go to church. I don't mind you quoting scriptures. Quote them scriptures. I don't mind you being around the saints, but don't you get the disease in your heart. Don't you get infected with a love for God. Don't get infected with a desire to know him. See, the Father and the Son knew each other. Jesus knew him, and God knew his Son. They had the perfect relationship that really all of us would desire. It was so strong to where Jesus prayed the prayer. See, we thought the Lord's Prayer was our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be the name. That's the disciples' prayer. The Lord's Prayer is that we would know him just like they have a relationship. That we would have the same relationship him and the Father had. We ought to want to know him. Moses knew him face to face. Then in Luke chapter 10, verse 38, we find a lady by the name of Mary. Mary knew how to get to know him. See, this last illustration is how we get to know him. Adam and Eve knew him. Even after the fall, they still knew him. They covered themselves, but they knew him. Enoch walked with him. served him. He knew God and God knew him. Abraham had the ability to intercede, stand in the gap for a whole city that should have been destroyed. That's why intercession is so important. But some of the things America is doing and letting slide, listen, I thank God for DeRidder. Amen.